This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Fanny's here. Producer Dan?
Yes.
All right. Kennedy is out today. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. If you would, please leave us a review when you're all finished. We would appreciate that very much. It just helps. I don't know why it helps. It just does.
Algorithms and shit.
Yeah. It seems like when people leave a review, a few more people download and listen. And
sure.
We appreciate that because, I mean, we're doing work here. At least people should hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
You know? I mean, I spend at least 30 seconds on this podcast every day.
Yeah.
Should get something out of it.
100%.
All right. Annie, you want to go first?
Sure.
You want me to go? You got it? Go ahead.
Yeah.
What you got?
So my sister is getting married next June, as of now. Date's still all set, whatever. They're getting married down in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the maid of honor, which obviously so pumped about. Mm-hmm. Really nice that she asked me to do that. But I just realized how much I don't know anything about weddings or planning that goes into them.
Right.
So I'm trying to, you know, think about bachelorette party ideas. You can't really plan a bachelorette party right now because of everything going on. Mm. Plus, all my sister is 33 years old, so a lot of her friends are already married with kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not it's even more difficult to try to go get them to go somewhere overnight. I just feel like it's a pain in the ass for everybody involved.
Right.
And then planning a shower. Like, do you even have a shower right now? None of this has to happen immediately, obviously. Mm-hmm. We still have a long way to go, but I feel like it just sneaks up on you so fast. So one of her college roommates reached out to me and said, you know, start figuring out a budget, start figuring out bridesmaids' dresses, all of these things that go into it. And
right.
I'm just like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I don't want to involve Caitlin too much because I don't want to, like, stress her out. Obviously, it's her decision.
Does she have a wedding planner?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's you.
Yeah. I'm like... I don't know anything about weddings.
So here's what I would do. Go to like one of those wedding sites, and you can download a worksheet that'll really help you out.
Yeah.
And ask my wife, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, she does a lot of stuff for, like, bridal parties and bridal showers and baby showers and all that stuff. And, yeah, I just think you embrace the time. I've seen a lot of people right now through my wife that are getting – like, the girls are going to do a party, and they all get masks done, and they all get monogrammed with the bride and groom's name or
stuff like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, you just have to change it a little bit. But, yeah, that's what I would suggest. Just go to a website, and it'll give you, like, I'm a first-time bridesmaid. Let's type that into Google, and a website will come up and give you
all of the checklists and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you should take it, like, seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my sister. Like,
yeah, I know.
Of course I want to.
Right, you know.
So. You know your sister better than anyone else, too. You know what she would like and what she wouldn't
100%.
Like. 100%. She seems pretty low-key.
She's so low-key, and that's almost makes it not more difficult, but because then people are like, oh, that's really what she wants to do? And I'm like, yeah, she doesn't care about any of that. You know, glitz and glam and hair and makeup. That's just not her.
There's such a huge, like, range of bridesmaid stuff. Obviously, I've never been part of a bachelorette party.
Sure.
But there's some low-key ones, and then there's, like, woo, matching shirts and penises on everything.
Yeah, like, we're not going down to Nashville and, like, partying. Like, that's not what we're going to do. But it's just, it's crazy, and it's not, like, a lot of pressure. I know I'm not going to disappoint her, but you know what I mean. Just being involved in
the
wedding.
No, you'll probably disappoint her.
I mean, you could disappoint her.
I mean,
you've
been disappointing her. I mean, to your entire family.
Yeah, yeah.
So why not your sister for her wedding?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's only the most important day in her life.
And just don't ruin her bachelorette party.
Yeah.
She only gets one, hopefully.
You'll be fine. It's totally fine. You're going to crash and burn.
That's Kennedy, too. I think Kennedy helped arrange my wife's
bachelorette party?
I think so.
Kennedy's a good planner too. Dan, I'm gonna have to text
Brittany.
It was
the same thing. Like my wife's pretty low key. She didn't want to do all that stuff too. They went out for drinks, and in fact, I think I actually met them, and Kennedy got pissed.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
They may have done a limo.
Yeah, my sister wants to do a party at my parents' house. I'm like, perfect.
Get a party bus.
That's kind of what my wife and I think Kennedy did.
Like that thing we took from Kennedy's house to the Shamrock Splash this year.
That was so dope.
Get that.
Yeah, and you don't have to really go too many places. You go,
right.
You know.
And the wedding party's not huge, which is good. Yeah. Like it's only like a couple of her college roommates and stuff, which is good. But
yep.
All right, well, thank you.
Just a couple of bros helping figure out a bachelorette party. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast.
I really appreciate both of your input.
You do this the day Kennedy's not here to get these two jamokes about a bachelorette party.
I was emailing back and forth with the girl, and I was like, well, I need to get this off my chest anyways.
That's all right. This just came up a few minutes ago. I had something else, but this is, to me, a really funny conversation. You know, everybody's now posting the photos from the apple picking adventures.
Oh, here we go.
Right?
I can't.
And I mean, we've all been there, right? Raise your hand if you've never been apple picking.
Oh, I've been apple picking like with my family.
Yeah,
of course.
As a child, never as an adult, under my own will.
So you've never been as an adult apple picking?
Me either.
No.
I would never do that.
Why would I pay? You're paying them to do work that they should be doing. If I'm paying, you're bringing me apples.
It's just for the photo.
Yeah, so I've done it, I'd say, two or three times. It's really about taking the kid and having the kid sit on the bale of hay with all the pumpkins.
If you have a kid, that's different.
100%.
Yeah, so I have the, you know, all of the photos. But I really want Annie and the Gout King to go apple picking. I want to see them. In like,
absolutely
Goutzilla.
Not.
Yeah, Goutzilla.
Goutzilla.
It's Gouttober, isn't it?
I would never in a million and 5 years do that. Ever. Like, I just am not one of those, let's do fall activities. Right. That's just not me. I don't give a shit about any of that stuff. No. Absolutely. Carson, picturing, first of all, asking him to go, he would be like, no.
And you don't know that.
I think I do.
You want me to call him right
that's
now?
That's not true.
Let's
call him. If he knew you wanted to go, he would do it. I would go apple picking if
thing.
Brittany asked me to go. Yeah.
Yep.
I think he would be like, why?
Can we call him right now and ask him?
If you want to.
Yeah.
You've reached Robert's. I can't get to the phone right now, so leave me a message or shoot me a text, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Gout King. I don't know if you know this or not, but it's Gouttober. And Annie wants to go apple picking.
No, I don't.
Isn't that what she said, Producer Dan?
She said it with her eyes.
So please go apple picking with her.
Please don't.
Can he extend his arm yet to apple pick?
Oh, brutal.
That's just
why
honest.
Did you? It's so funny after we hang up.
It's still on the podcast. Just send him the link later.
I will. He will
link
definitely
in bio.
Listen to it.
All right. Producer Dan, what you got?
So I saw this on our prep service today. I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay. Let me explain real quick.
Sure.
Because you say that and people don't necessarily know what that means. Mm-hmm. So every morning when we come in, we have a website that we can go to that's made for radio stations. And they give you all of the things that have happened in the world, all of the news, all the funny stories, all the music stories. They also give you ideas that you might want to do on your show. Mm-hmm. We never do them.
No.
We make fun of them.
Yeah.
Of the ideas. Because if you listen to a lot of radio shows, they will pull ideas off these prep services, and every show ends up sounding the same. Most of our show is about our personal lives.
I mean, to be fair, you do pull the whole Good Vibe Tribe from this.
The Good Vibe Tribe, yeah, but you know what? I'm talking about like the bits.
Yeah,
that isn't a bit we pulled from them. That's something
no,
we kind of came
just
up.
The info, yeah.
Yeah, right. They give us the info. We pull the stories from that. But yeah, so this is one of. Is this a bit they suggest that you do on the show?
No, it's just that I guess one of those short like. Things that happen, a news blurb.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So that's when he says prep service.
Yeah, basically it just saves you 2 hours in the morning of scouring the internet because all the stories are in
one
place.
Well, it's always been a thing. Like when I first started in radio, I think we had a fax machine and they would fax us 55 pages of...
Oh, that is out of control.
Right. So now we just get it on a website. But it's like FARC for radio.
Yeah. People. No, it's not a bit, but I just thought that the story was interesting.
Okay.
So this place called Papa Murphy's Pizza... Which A is the oldest frozen pizza in the back of their fridge.
Oh.
Like what the expiration date is.
Yeah.
So if you send in a picture of the expiration date on your frozen pizza and it's like the oldest one in the country.
Right.
The oldest three are getting a 1 year supply of free pizza.
That's dope.
What a great idea.
It's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, their marketing and promotions team.
So then you'll get
raise.
Some new frozen pizza. So I was wondering, do you guys have anything, like, have you ever pulled out something super old out of your fridge? And you're like, oh, how, that's been in there a long time.
I am crazy about the fridge. I clean the fridge all the time. I organize the fridge all of the time. So I never have, like, gross expired stuff. I just hate a dirty fridge. It really stresses me out to no end. I hate it. I hate the fridge here at our work.
There is a there's half of a rotisserie chicken in there that I know has been in there at least a year.
I have nightmares about that fridge. Nightmares. It is so foul.
As soon as you open it, you can smell it.
No, I hate it.
Like, you don't have to bend into it.
So I am the opposite. I will eat anything at any point in time in life, and I don't care what the date says. And
what?
I say it all the time.
You could get sick.
Ask my wife or my son. I am the king of ignore the expiration date.
On the air, you ate like M&Ms with Barrett that were like 10 years old.
Don't even care. It's just a guideline. It doesn't mean it. What do you think? Because it says the milk expires on the 12th, that if you drank it on the 15th, that it would kill you?
It's sour milk.
It doesn't sour like that. It's
Carson,
either sour
yes,
or
it dies.
No, it doesn't sour 3 days later.
I do that with meat, too.
Like I do it with everything.
Like I'll smell like a pork chop if it says it's a day or two old, but it doesn't smell bad. I'm still cooking
day or
that thing.
A day or two. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you...
You can't mess with dairy. When dairy expires, dairy's
it
out.
It doesn't. Life doesn't work like that. They don't put an expiration date on it, and then at midnight on that night before, that's when it expires.
Yeah, you definitely got to check it yourself, but I don't know how deep I'm going with milk.
Oh, no, I just...
Milk, you can't mess around.
Just
with.
Smell.
And it's sour.
If it's sour, then you don't drink it. You don't have to pay attention to the expiration date on it.
Yeah.
I agree the expiration date isn't a hard line.
It's definitely not.
But I'm not going like a week past.
Oh, I would go a week past. If
it
smelled fine.
Oh my God, I'm going to vomit.
You just know. You smell something. And if it's... my wife and I fight about this all the time. she'll leave or I'll leave food out on the counter after we've had dinner. And then the next day, I'll just take it and throw it in the fridge. She's like, what are you doing? It sat out all night. I was like, it's already been cooked. It's fine.
I'll eat food that's been out, too.
Yeah. Pizza left in the microwave a couple of days? Who cares? A
couple of days?
Yes.
I leave pizza out and eat it the next day. For like,
absolutely.
You still eat like you're in the military or you're still starving. Like, it's okay. You can afford to eat now.
But it's still good is what I'm saying. Why get rid of it?
Interesting because on this one with the oldest frozen pizza, it's frozen. It's a frozen, uncooked
thing.
Yeah,
that thing would still be good for 20 years.
How long would you go on a frozen pizza if it was expired? Would you eat a 10-year-old frozen pizza?
Absolutely.
No.
10 years?
Why not? It's frozen. It's processed. It's got so many chemicals in it. It's like a Twinkie. It's not going bad.
Oh, it's so foul.
Giving Annie hives.
So foul.
Well, the only thing that would stop me from eating it is the... Obviously, if it got freezer burn. You know how...
Right.
That would suck. It would just taste terrible. But if it was... You know, packaged fine in a freezer.
No, it's good.
I mean, it's good for so long.
You know what, though? I play fast and loose with the expiration date rules, and I've never gotten food poisoning or sick
or anything like that. Never get sick.
I'll eat chicken that's been out 12 hours on the counter. I don't get sick.
It's such garbage, that whole thing about expiration dates on products. It's all politics.
That's what big supermarket wants you to do.
Throw
it out and buy more.
Politics?
Yes.
Yes. The food goes bad.
Oh, it doesn't. You think a hot dog's going bad?
No, because a hot dog is fake.
That's not even food. Yeah.
What food is going to go bad?
A lot of food.
Like what?
A lot of healthy food goes bad really fast.
Yeah, we're
talking about... food goes bad.
Yes.
We're talking about processed nonsense.
Okay, you and the expiration date was milk. You're a sociopath for that. That is absolutely not okay. We need to have a discussion about that.
And my son is just like my wife. He's like, the day before milk goes bad, he's like, oh my God, we need to use this. It goes bad tomorrow. I'm like, well, you stop.
Oh, you're raising a bougie little boy.
That's my wife.
Oh, he just doesn't want to drink sour milk. Justice for him.
You all of a sudden, you just turned into Regis Philbin. They want to drink sour milk!
I can't believe I got so riled up.
All right, that is it.
That's a good podcast.
Yeah. Hey, again, if you would please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So there's no expiration date on this show.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.